Renee, hello, how are you? thank you for being in the room. I presume everything is going okay. And today is the Wednesday, the 10th of June. And here we are in the arcade. So hopefully all is well, and well is all. I'm not sure if we're going out over the radio or not. But if we're not, well, I presume everything will be okay there. And if not, at least I'll put a recording up. But we're here on YouTube. Can you see me, Renee? Is everything okay? Could you let me know in the chat room there? And let me know if everything is going as it should. I would appreciate that. I know we had problems last week, but I want to make sure that all is well this week. And I'm recording, so even if not, well, then we'll still have a show to go, and I'm just going to go through with this. So, yay! That's excellent to know. Hi, Renee. You're wonderful. Thank you so much. So, it's been a strange few weeks. Things are happening, and happening are things. So let's get right to it. Today's a great show, I think, at least for me. And I hope you enjoy it, too. We're going to talk about, I think, one of the most fascinating aspects of Tarot, and that is timing with the cards. Timing with Tarot is kind of a remarkable thing. It's not necessarily an easy thing to do in the beginning, but once you get the hang of it, it really is remarkably, it's intuitive, and that's number one. I made a few notes for today's session, and I'll show you. Here's all the notes I made, because I wanted to make sure I got everything said. So let me just start off with that. And number one note I made was, intuition is king in reading. And I mean that. Intuition is the most important part of timing in Tarot. You really have to use your intuition when you're doing this, because Tarot is, after all, an intuitive art. And there are so many different ways to do timing in Tarot. And, the key is this. Because there's so many different ways to do it, and people say, well, what do you mean timing in Tarot? Well, a lot of people don't think about it, but when you're doing a reading for somebody, and someone says, And here's the point. A lot of people say, I never do timing. You don't need timing. Timing, Tarot isn't that sort of thing. Well, when you're a professional reader, as I was and have been for over 50 years, and someone says, listen, I need to know when this is going to happen. I'm going to quit my job, or I need to find a job. Can you tell me about when that's going to happen? And you say, well, let me take a look here. Because you can't just say, no, I'm not going to tell you. Let's keep that my little secret, or let's keep the secret of the universe. You can't do that. If you're providing a service for someone and it's something that's very important to them, you have to help. And so there are ways to do that. Ah, Pamela, thank you so much. I'm glad to see you too, and I'm glad to be seen and heard. So it becomes very important to help people to be able to do some timing, and timing can be done with the cards. Now, here's a major difference between just some Tarot cards and other Tarot cards. The Tarot of the Golden Dawn system, was designed with built-in, well, they taught how to time, and that was through astrology. And what they did was they did a very complete training of planets and signs and astrology and that sort of thing. And Tarot was considered to be a model of the universe, very simply. A model of the solar system and so on. Now, originally, that was not what Tarot was about. But remember, at one time, people were being persecuted for their knowledge of mysticism. It was a very dangerous thing to be involved in the mystical arts. Sometimes it still is. I follow a Tarot group. Just that simple. On YouTube called All Things Tarot. It's a pretty good group. They focus mainly on the Rider-Waite deck, and I'm beginning to change my view of that deck because some very clever symbols in there that are drawn by Pamela Coleman Smith. And I realized, she definitely knew what she was doing. And I think she did so in spite of Arthur Edward Waite. I know there are a lot of people who revere him. I don't disrevere him or unrevere him, or whatever the case may be. But he was a member of the Dawn at one time and a contemporary of Aleister Crowley and so on and so forth, S.L. MacGregor Mathers and Wynne Westcott and all those folks. But I'm not here to bash him because that's not fair and it's not necessary. There are many who did and so on. But he did have created the most popular deck in the world. And many decks are copies of that deck. And they're very popular and they're published and la-di-da, as they say. And so, as has been said by Diane Keaton in, getting old, Annie Hall, which I saw. So anyway, the idea is that the deck is without those symbols for the most part, and it was just a deck to be used. Now, the point is that I didn't put those symbols on my deck either, as I've said before, because I know them. And maybe that was a silly thing to do. I toy every now and then with the idea of putting those symbols back on the deck. Because people have bought the deck. And then I also think, well, those symbols are kind of available. Now, I made them available on a little sheet that I'm going to show you here if everything works out all right. And we know how technology is. I found that out last week. I won't get into that. But I did half the show before I realized I wasn't on the air at all. So, but that's a different story and really very boring. The point is that the Golden Dawn was a group. They were a magical order in England, and now they're all over the world. And this is the new order of the Golden Dawn. It's for just the Golden Dawn, blah, 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 blah. And it's still around, and they're right here in this town. And I've joined organizations in the past, and my new motto is no more organizations. Just not going to do it. Groucho Marx famously said, I wouldn't want to be a member of an organization that would have me as a member. Paraphrasing him. But, So, the point is that it was a very thorough learning experience. And the reason for these hermetic orders was because of the Inquisition and other such heavily powerful orders. Now, when I was, or powerful groups that were saying, you cannot learn this stuff because it is bad, really, really bad. So in this group, All Things Tarot, which is a nice group, someone recently said, I am learning cartomancy, because tarot is so forbidden by the people that I am with, family and so on and so forth, that it is verboten, you know, just not allowed. And does anyone have any help for that? And I happen to have recently bought a book that I think is pretty good on cartomancy. If any of you are interested, it's called The Book or The Game of Four Colors by, I don't have his name right now, but it's available on Amazon. He's French, Alain, A-L-A-I-N. I don't remember the rest of it, but it's in English. And yeah, it's a pretty good book. Cartomancy is, there's a French tradition that led eventually to the Madame Lenormand, Adelaide Lenormand. Some people call her Marie Antoinette Lenormand, which I think is incorrect. I believe her name was Adelaide. And it gives meanings to the cards, and he tells you how to do it. It's actually should have been a pamphlet, but it's a book. It's a print to order through Amazon, and I think it's a worthwhile book. You know, it's got some great little things in it, and so on and so forth. So I recommended this, and this person was quite grateful because this person is getting heat and a lot of heat for it. For their interest in tarot. But tarot was in the Rider-Waite deck is pretty plain, but the meanings of the cards can be derived in sense through the actions you see on the cards themselves, and so blah blah blah. But some of the meanings aren't really all the way coming through because there is no, the cards all have names. So, for example, the Three of Cups is known as the Lord of Abundance, and the Seven of Discs is known as the Lord of Failure, and they also have astrological names as well, or astrological rulers. So, you know, the Seven of Swords is ruled by the Moon in Aquarius, and so on and so forth. And so when you get these things and you're asked a question such as, when is our house going to sell? I was at a party once. This is, I think, a wonderful example of this. And there was a young feller who had become, he was a student of mine four times. And, you know, I just say that to kind of rib him a little bit. He may never see this. And then again, he may. And if you do, you know who you are. And he became extremely world famous, this young man. And he was the first person to ever use a laptop in my class. And it was so annoying because it was loud. It was like, and clackety clackety clack 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 clackety clackety clackety. He was wearing a button-down shirt, you know. It was so, he was just so kind of cute, you know. And I think he was an accountant at the time. I don't know what he did, but he worked for a very big company, you know, and it went robustly huge. He was also very into tarot, and he took my class. And at the time, I had a policy that once you had taken it, you never had to pay for it again. I was stupid. I was stupid. I was so dumb, 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 dumb. And I think he took it four times. I may be wrong. But and he was very buttoned down and very demure, very, but a nice guy, nice, nice. And he went away for a while and came back very different. And I was doing a psychic fair. That's whatever they call them. I was doing a psychic fair because I didn't have money to pay my rent, you know. And those things always kind of came through when I did them. And I was doing, it was a very busy day back at the old 12th House bookstore. Boy, that was a great place. It was home. And you drink nothing. We're chugging coffee all day long, you know. And you know, person after person after person. And just the energy was just wild. And boy, you'd be so spot on. You'd be so right all day long. It was just incredible. And there he was. I hadn't seen him in a long time. And he looked so different. And he was so alive. And I read the cards for him, and they were just incredible. Just incredible. And I said, oh my God. He said, I'm going to do this for a living. And I said, and you're going to get big and you're going to be famous. And it was all true. And he said, you know, when? And I said, well, sooner than later. I mean, it's happening. It's happening now. A couple of years, you know, whatever. And so, it happened. He became huge, 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 huge. His own cards and decks and this and that and then whatever and whatever. So, you know, big time, big time. Oh my God, we have someone in the room. Such a disgrace. Oh my God, what a name. Hey, sir, can you do a reading for me? Not today. This is a very packed day. Bookstores are great places, aren't they? They happen. I've been in a bookstore in almost 30 years. And that's not true. I was in a bookstore not just a few months ago. Why do I say that? Yeah, there's a great bookstore here in Denver known as the Shining Lotus. It's on Colorado Boulevard. Yes, it is. Give them a call sometime. Tell them Mo sent you. Ask for Tim or Justin. Wonderful guys. They own that store. They've owned it for quite a while. I used to teach some classes there. Great people. Wonderful people. Great bookstore. Old fashioned. Hello, Lisa. How are you? Awfully good to see you. Always good to see you. Such a disgrace. I hate that name. Just because I used to feel that way myself, but that's my younger years. What can I say? I was supposed to be something else, but I am who I am. And, you know, boop, boop, Popeye the Sailor Man, too. So, maybe someday I'll do a show where I can do readings. I would love to do that. But if I have time, I would love to pull a card or two for you. So if you hang around, okay, I'll see if I can fit that in. Okay. Decaf. It screws with my noggin. Can't do that anymore. Vertigo. I had an attack yesterday. Wee doggies, it was a rough one. Just like riding a cyclone. So, at a party, he came in and he was with his partner and they said, we want to know when the house is going to sell. When is the house going to sell? And I was on the spot, a lot of people there, and on the spot. And I thought, I don't care on the spot, because you're either right or you're wrong, right? You're either right or you're wrong. That's all there is to it. You're right or you're wrong. So I cut the cards, and there it was, the Three of Wands. The Three of Wands, the Sun in Aries. And I said, right around the vernal equinox. Forgot all about it. Forgot all about it. Months later, I get an email. Said, just to let you know, my partner wanted me to tell you. And it sold. 2 days shy of or after the vernal equinox. That's Tarot. And Tarot can do that for you. But you got to know a few things, right? Now, there are many different ways to do it, and it works. And the intuition hit was strong. I mean, it was kabong. I knew it when I saw it. I could have said 3 months. I could have said one. I could have, but I got it. I got it. And it was just as strong could be. It was like kawang. Kawang. Okay? So what else do I want to tell you? You can use any deck, right? But if you don't have the information here, well, you can't use every deck. Some decks may show you something and everything, but you've got to know these things, all right? Okay. So the card name's going to help. Not every deck has that. So we can talk about card elements, card elementals, all right? So let's talk about that for a second. Fire. So, for example, fire is wands. And so if you get the hit that it has to do with the element ruling that card, well, yeah. So if you got fire going on, you know, so am I going to get a job soon? And you see that someone is serious, because not everyone who asks you if they're going to get a job wants a job. Would you agree with that? I've known many, many people who say, Mo, when am I going to get a job? And they're just happy sitting on the couch eating Twinkies. And if they're running out of Twinkie money, they may want a little job here or there, but they may not want a big job here or there. They may just want enough to buy some more Twinkies or ding-dongs. And so there's that. But if you feel that that energy is burning within them and wands are ruled by fire, okay, then you get that wand, you say, yeah, it's burning. It's burning. Wands are fast, really fast, okay? And if you get the Ace of Wands, well, that's, but it burns out quickly. It does burn fast, okay? So that you can mine's a match, you know, not like the match game. It's literally a match. So here, let me get it here and I'll show it to you. So, well, thank you, Deck. That was very, very nice. So here's my Ace of Wands, right? There's the Ace of Wands right there. And you can see that it's a match. And if it comes up reversed, well, you don't have very much time before it's going to burn your fingers. So how much time do you have? Not much. So if you want a job, you better get out there and get it quickly. If you want to get out there and get it, you've got more time. You see, you use intuition and you use symbolism and you use what you know, right? So you do that. If you've got cups, well, cups moves along, but or they move along. But the whole point is that with cups, you've got water, and water is fluid, and water can move in very different ways. Do they have a lot of gravity behind them? Are they on top of the mountain where water moves down very fast? Or are they at the bottom of the mountain, you know, maybe in a lake? Are they just not moving? Is it just stagnant? You feel it. You feel them. What is the water like? What is going on? What are they really about at that point? You have to really use your intuition and your imagination. I mean, after all, we're talking about a very interesting art here. Very fascinating art. One that's powerful. Very powerful. Air. Well, air can move like a tornado. Or air can move not at all. You know, I lived in Louisiana where you'd go outside and you'd just say, please give me a little breeze. Oh, man, it would be so hot and so humid and no air moving at all. Right. Or you'd be tropical. I will live through a couple of tropical storms. But, you know, it can be that or the earth. Now, if you get an earth card, which is a disc or a pentacle, you get that, and there's no motion at all, right? No motion at all. And you're thinking, okay, that's going to be slow. That's one, you could use that, right? So that's the elements, or the planets. Now, you may not know it, but every card in the deck has some sort of ruler, be it elemental, or be it planetary, or be it a zodiac sign. And every zodiac sign has got some sort of ruler of some sort. So you do a little bit of research, and you're going to find all these. I just want to keep moving because you know me, I can get sidetracked, and suddenly we're talking about Yetis. And I love talking about Yetis, but not today. Okay, and you look at the combinations of these things, but let's get to the 36 small cards of the deck. The 36 small cards are the numbered cards, 2 through 10. Now, I'm going to show you those cards right now. Put my notebook down here and find the thing that I did. Here it is. Aha! There it is. Now, if you look at this carefully, you will see that there are card value, 2 through 10, and then there are wands, cups, swords, and discs. So, if we look at the 2 of wands, we see that it's Mars and Aries, and its name is Dominion. We look at the 2 of cups, and it's Venus and Cancer, and that card is called Love. Okay? If we look at the 2 of swords, it's the moon and Libra, and that is peace. And we look at the Two of Discs, and that is Jupiter and Capricorn, and that is the Lord of Change. Now, if you look at the let's go back to the Moon in Libra, Peace. Its actual name is the Lord of Peace Restored, but Aleister Crowley said, wait a minute, Peace Restored? What's the first numbered card? Why is it Peace Restored? When was peace disrupted? So he took the restored off and just left it at peace. And I think, good thinking, old man, good thinking. So there it is, just peace. So these are the names of the cards. Now, I've left this on as long as I've left it on for a good reason, so that you can take a screenshot of this. You can come back to this, make a note of the time stamp on this gizmo, and you can come back and watch this, but then you can stop it, and then you can take a screenshot, and then you can print it out, all right? And then you can look at your cards, and you can say, oh, okay, this is it. And I've fixed, I think, the comment thing, so that there should be a comment on here, and I'm going to put the link to my deck if you're interested at all in getting my deck. And if you're not, no hassle. It does not matter. But many people said, oh, Mo, we want to get your deck. So I've made it to where it is available and can be bought. Or as my daughter says, boughten. It is available to be boughten. And a lot of people say that. I didn't grow up with that. So here it is. And so if you look at a card, you can sometimes get a feel for how quick it is by the card name. So, for example, the Four of Discs is, or the Four of Wands, rather, is called Completion. So how fast is this going to happen? Completion. Well, pretty darn quick if it hasn't happened already. Would you agree? You might agree with that. If we go to the Seven of Cups, debauch. You say Venus in Scorpio. Well, that's If you listened to CA's show yesterday, which had mounds of technical difficulties, all on my end, and we look at that, and it's called debauch. How soon will this happen? You would have to ask, are you sure you want this to happen? But that's all very heavy, liquid energy. Venus in Scorpio, it's mucky, it's thick, and debauchery. Well, that's not, it's a slow, gooey, dangerous sort of energy. Now, the next one is the Eight of Cups, Saturn in Pisces, indolence. Indolence, if you don't know what that means, look that up. It's laziness. It's, well, how soon is that going to happen? That's going to take a while. You know, so you're really, if you get a feel for this, how about Jupiter in Gemini, the Eight of Swords? Jupiter in Gemini, interference. Wow, because you got Jupiter, which is a pretty, it's a relatively slow planet. You've got Gemini, which is air, and it's mutable air on top of it. And you've got interference. When is this going to happen? Well, what does your intuition tell you? Well, might be fast, might be slow. So this you look at your leisure and you think about it, and you look at your favorite deck, and you just say, okay, you ask, What is the timing here on these 36 cards? These 9 times 4, right? And the ten of swords. Let's see. Pamela says, that was my day today. All technical difficulties all day long. Yeah. Some days are just like that. Some days are just, whew, heavy. Yesterday was just a tough day all the way around. I suffer from seasonal allergies on top of it, and it's been that type of year, and I can't get a doctor to send me to the right doctor to talk to about it. Be old, get insurance that isn't quite right yet. We're tweaking. Mercury in Virgo. Well, now that ought to be, what do you think? Mercury in Virgo, and it's 10. And a 10 is on the Tree of Life is Earth energy, so that's not real fast, but it is deteriorating energy, and it's the card is called wealth. And I don't tarot people who are trained, I will say correctly, learn that wealth is something that needs to be spread around to be of any good. So we would say that Mercury in Virgo, and Mercury rules Virgo, and wealth is something that needs to be spread around. So I would say that is, but Virgo is an earth energy, and it is a mutable energy. Mutable meaning that it is dissipating, it is changing. So this would be a relatively, even though it's earth, a relatively quick energy once it gets moving. So you get to think about this, you see? You get to use this mentally, and it's an exercise that you do. And once you're exercising and doing this, it becomes an incredible amount of fun. But you associate this with the cards. Now, I'm not suggesting that you need to memorize this, but it will eventually become a part of your philosophy. And you'll begin to say, okay, I get it. Okay? I get it. Now, I left that up for a good amount of time, about as much time as the Three Stooges used to keep a map up so you could read it, you know, so you could make sure that you could get it all right. I don't want to forget anything. There's a lot I really wanted to get across. So I gave you some examples of timing there, but I've been doing timing for a long time. And it really, I'm going to tell you this, it works. Okay? It works. This is not hypothetical. This is fact. It works. And people would call me and say, "Wow, you gave me this timing and it worked perfectly." Okay. I'll tell you something else just a second here. Allergies. Got to keep the throat relatively lubricated. You can't. Here's the thing. People are the wild card in all of this. I had a client, and if you're watching, you know who you are. I'm pointing at me, too, with four fingers. well, three, actually, and a thumb pointing directly. That's two at you, three at me, so it's more at me. Filmmaker. And he made a movie, and it was, from what he said, quite good. I never saw it. I was never given the chance. And how's it going to do, Mo? Whew, cards. It's going to do fantastically. Now, if it wasn't going to do fantastically, I would have said, I'm not going to tell someone, God almighty, this thing is going to reek. I'm not going to say that. But luckily, I didn't have to say anything like that. And I said, this is going to be fantastic. It's going to be well received. As a matter of fact, this could be what you've been waiting for. When? February. I don't remember exactly why I said that. Don't remember if it was the months. It's going to be this many months. Sometimes you just see it and boom, there it is. 6 months or whatever the case. I don't recall. But I do remember I said February. Really? Yes, February. That's when the big contest is. The big contest is in February. Wonderful. All right. Well, then, good luck. See you later. Have fun. You know, shook hands and pat him on the back. And he patted me on the back. And see ya. 2 years go by. 2 years. See him again. He comes for a reading, and first thing he says is, "Man, you got to work on your timing." Really? Okay. Why? Because you were off by 2 years. Oh, okay. It was February, but it was 2 years too late. I said, "Wow. Okay. Educate me, because I always want to get better. I always want to be better at what I do. So tell me what that's about." He said, "Well, it was February and I won first place in this film thing," whatever they are. And it was incredible, and, you know, leaps and bounds, and, you know, whatever, palm leaves, and, you know, excellent, and acorns, and yay, I'm very happy for you. But boy, you were off by 2 years. Really? Why? How can you tell me about it? Well, I didn't enter. You didn't enter. And I'm the one who made the mistake. With the same film. You didn't change it at all. You just didn't enter. Okay. And I was the one who was wrong. Okay. Okay. That's a good story, really. And I'm the one who was wrong. Okay, let's do the reading. Get the cards out here. You know, people. And then the fella didn't like Hollywood. A lot of people I know have been had the good fortune to read for some incredibly talented men and women who have had the chance to go to the big game, and who have been, because they didn't like. Some have succeeded and done very, very well. Others have done very, very well and said, ta-ta. Ta-ta. Because they don't like the control, which is a big part of the game there, you know. And I had another in a business and said, am I going to succeed? I said, yes, you're going to be very successful. When? I said, by this month. Because I got a card that this month. And he came in for one last reading and said, well, tell you what, you can see the past amazingly. I've never met anyone who can do the past as well as you. And you did this so incredibly. My God, you're talented. But as far as reading the future, he said, you're lousy. I said, really? Why? Tell me why. He said, well, because I'm failing. My company's failing. I'm closing it up. I said, oh, my God, that's horrible. I'm so sorry. Why are you here? He said, I mainly wanted to tell you that to your face. I said, well, you did that. Do you want a reading or something? I was, you know, getting a little annoyed. And he said, tell me what happened. And he said, well, this is what happened to the business. And then he went on to tell me that he'd go to work and he'd sit in his office all day and do nothing, which is what I told him he could not do. I'm not a complete schmuck, you see. I told him that was the one thing he could not do. And so I said, you did that? He said, yes, that's what I did. And I said, that was the one thing I told you you could not do. He said, oh, yeah, I guess you did say that, didn't you? At which point I said, write me a check, get out. That was what happened. I was not going to listen to any more from him. And so you, as a reader, you have to draw boundaries. Own what you own. If you make a mistake, own it. Own it right up front. But when you're right, you're right. Okay? Lesson number 2 or 5 or 100. I don't know. But boy, that... Boy, I was mad. Ooh, steamed me. Don't blame me for your actions. And a lot of people do. And a lot of people will. Those of you aspiring to be readers, whatever that meant. Okay. You can't control people. You can't, so don't take it on yourself. All right? All right. All right. Yeah. Fire, depending on the fuel. Da-da-da-da-da. Whatever, whatever, whatever. Okay. Okay, I did that. I did that. Yeah, I did that. Huh. This is good. This is good. I mentioned the Three of Wands being the Sun in Aries. There's another one. There's another one. The Four of Discs. The Four of Discs. What is that? The Sun in Capricorn. And what is the Sun in Capricorn? You know. That's the winter solstice. Two, right off the bat, major timing events. So we have the vernal equinox and the winter solstice. So me, who sometimes wakes up in the middle of the night and can't get right back to sleep, I begin thinking, well, if we got the winter solstice and the vernal equinox, we must have the summer solstice somewhere. Where would that be? Must be somewhere there. Somewhere there. And so I begin thinking, you know, What do we got? So I began thinking, well, we got the Three of Wands. We got the Four of Discs. Are they going to be sun signs? Why do they have to be sun signs? What is the other side? Because, you know, every planet used to, now we've broken them up, but every planet used to rule two signs, except for the sun and the moon. They ruled doubly, so to speak, the sun and moon. I'll explain that. Well, you'll get that. So I thought, what about the moon as the other one? Well, we have the Two of Swords, right? The Two of Swords, which is the moon in Libra. And what takes place in Libra? Well, the autumnal equinox. Aha. And then we have the Four of Cups. And that's the moon in Cancer. And what's the moon in Cancer? What would that be? Well, that would be the summer solstice. So, you can add that to your list. So, the Two of Swords gives us the moon in Libra, and that is the autumnal equinox. And then you've got the Four of Cups, which gives you the summer solstice. Just like that. So you have four cards that give you a good solid, and it doesn't have to be the exact day. You say somewhere around, you see, somewhere around the summer solstice, somewhere around the vernal equinox, somewhere around it. So you're giving them a good, and you know, weeks, months, years, it's up to you. Your intuition tells you. And if you look at that Four of Cups, luxury, you can say, well, you know, it could be, you could say somewhere around the summer solstice. Could be a week. You let your intuition guide you. And don't be afraid of making a mistake. It doesn't have to be a huge mistake. When I said to that couple, I said, well, somewhere around the, you know, the vernal equinox. Close to it. Because I got the hit that it would be very close to the vernal equinox. And you have to trust your intuition. And the only way you get to where you can trust your intuition is to use it. Right? There it is. I knew I could get it. Is you get old and you begin to not trust yourself. You have to always trust yourself, you know. But the only way you know is to use it. Right? Eight of Wands. I love that card. I drew my Eight of Wands. It's swiftness. Now, Crowley had Lady Freda Harris. I call her Lady because she was really kind of an amazing. She was not any type of in the pureness, whatever. She wasn't in that, but, you know, we can call her that because she did do a pretty amazing deck of cards. And he had her do a double. Well, it's an octahedron, but two of them occupying the same space at the same time and rays emanating from them. So it's a double octahedron, but I did mine. It's called Swiftness. So if someone says, what's the timing on this? And you get the eight, it's pretty fast. I'll see if I can find mine. But here's, is this a fast card? Futility. The moon in Aquarius. The seven of swords. Does that look fast to you? No. That's Gulliver of Gulliver's Travels. Gulliver, I'm kidding, not Gullible. He's tied down. He's not going anywhere fast. No. It's not a very fast card. Love. Is this a fast card? You can fall in love fast. But once you, if it's real, and these are cups that my kids made. They're actually here on my desk with pens in them. That's how much I love them, the cups and my kids. It's eternal. It's not fast. Shouldn't be. Peace. Here. The two. Is that a fast card? That's a bonsai tree. That's a yew tree, by the way. Its leaves are toxic. Its berries are toxic, hallucinogenic. Queen of Cups, not fast. No, we don't look at that. The Moon card. Does this look fast to you? Not necessarily, is it? Does this look fast? Maybe, I don't know. Here, let me find my... Here. The Hanged Man, Odin, on Yggdrasil. Yggdrasil. Hang there for 9 days and nine... And I'm not a fast tree. You know... here we go. The Knight of Wands. Fast, sudden, explosive. That's a fast card. Victory. The Six of Wands. What are the wands? The books made out of trees. Is this a fast? No, not a fast card. Takes time. Takes work. Saturn in Leo. Is this a fast card? You better hope not. Those riot cops coming toward you. This was one of the longest cards of my life. Mardi Gras, 77. These guys coming to me. You know? Yeah. Renee, good idea. You can let me know how it worked. Is this a fast card? You tell me. The Sphinx, strength. No, not a fast card. Very, very slow. Right? So, most of these are kind of slow. Here, swiftness. I don't know if you can see it on this weird setting I have my camera on. Oh, get it close to me. Maybe it'll lighten it up. Scullers, scullery. Rogue eyes, maybe there. You see they're rowing? They're pretty fast, but underneath them, going the opposite direction, is a whale. They don't even know. So when will it happen? Swiftness. Well, yeah, fast. Because they're going one direction, the whale is going the other. This is a very fast card. Something is happening very quickly. You see? And intuition has to tell you. See? Change. This is many different aspects of fast. Two garbage cans on a street. Do you get it? How quick that can be? We throw out trash every week. So, you throw the stuff out. Right? So, what you do is you look at the card, you get a feel. What's the story being told in the moment about that card? In the second about that card? What's going on, right? What else did I want to tell you? There's all sorts of things going on in those 36 cards. There's also something that I can totally confuse you with, but I'm going to do that. The 36 deacons of the Zodiac are 0 to 9, 10 to 19. They're the degrees of the zodiac all the way around. So you can look up the timing of something, if you wanted to, based on a card you get. So if someone says, when is this going to happen? And you pull a card... And let's say you get the Five of Discs. The Five of Discs, which is the worry card. the five episcopal worry. And you say that's going to be somewhere around zero degrees of Taurus is the 20th through whatever. So it's early. It's late. Yeah, so that would be late April. So you say, okay, late April. Okay. No, that would be early. Yeah, late April. So it's going to happen late April. That you have to go to an ephemeris for and look up when that happens, but you'll get that in your head. So timing is, once you have the information, you can do all sorts of things. And then there's planets. You know, planets and signs. There may be, if you happen to know that Venus and Jupiter are conjunct as they are now, you can see Venus and Jupiter in a card deck. Like let's say you get the Empress and the Wheel, and you get them together. When is it going to happen? Now. It's happening now as we speak, and you know that because you listened to CA's show yesterday, and we talked about that. You see? It's all about knowing the cards and knowing what they represent and knowing, it's just, that's what it's about. You've got that thing, you've got the piece of paper I showed you. Well, it's not a piece of paper, it's a card. And you come back and you copy that and you just have that and you say, oh, let me try this thing that Mo showed me. Okay, let me, such a disgrace. Are you still here? If you're here, tell me. What's your question? I'll see if I can answer it. Okay, I've got cards. And they will travel. We've got 3 minutes before I have to wrap this thing up. So, if you can type that question in 3 minutes, if you're still watching, I will do it. Because I'm old and I'm easy. Not in the way you think. I used to be. At least that's what I've been told. Here. Is that a fast card? You bet your boots, the Ace of Swords. That is a fast card. And I drew it that way on purpose. Faster than the speed of sound, but not the speed of light. Okay. All right. Are you still there? Okay, I'm not getting anything. I bored that poor person to death. Oh, here we go. No. Well, Pamela's there. That's good. So, if the question doesn't come, that's the way it is. And, you know, tell you what. If such a disgrace leaves the question in comments, I'll answer it. Well, he may not want the answer blubbered to the world, but see, this timing is very cool. I love it, and it comes very quickly in actual practice. And let me know if there's, because I think I covered everything I wanted to cover. At least I'm pretty sure I did. A lot of notes. Not many ideas, actually. I think I got it all. And Renee, let me know how it works. I would really appreciate that. Man, I kept on track. I got all the notes done. I feel like I've accomplished something. Whew. Which for someone... with my habits of wandering the way I do, is good. The little girl in that picture, that little baby, is now 11 years old. That's how long I've been using this mug. It's probably letting off radioactivity by now, which is probably why my hair is gray. And I have vertigo. I'm sure that's it.
I'm kidding. Okay, so thank you so much for watching. Thank you for being here. I hope you had a good time. I had a marvelous time. And to all of you, I wish you peace and I wish you love. And I will see you all next week. All right? If all goes well, and I'm hoping it does, and I'm pretty sure it will. So I'll see you all next week, okay? Take care. Bye.
Until next we meet, I'll be waiting for you right here in the Paisley Penny Arcade. 1, 2, 3, 4.